Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, apparently it's not.
For those who don't know me, I can get a bit crazy. Have to get my way up 24 hours a day, cause I'm every guy everywhere just gives me mad attention. Like I'm under infection, I always get the 10, cause I'm built like that. But all of my pieces are jagged. If you can understand this, we can make some magic. I'm wrong like that.
Everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Dream Teachers Show. I forgot what it's called, Voice of Angels. Oh my god. I'm having such problems right now with my friggin' switchboard. I cannot call in to my switchboard from my phone. I don't know why. I don't understand what the heck is going on. I'm so lost and so confused right now, but I'm calling in from a friend's phone. Thank God she friggin' came over, because it works from her phone, but it doesn't work from my phone. I have a feeling it's one of these trollers, one of these hackers that screwed up my phone, and now they have my number, and that was my dumb idea to give away my number. I don't understand. I don't understand why they're doing this to me. This is so mean. And I reported that I needed immediate, urgent help to Blog Talk. And nobody's answering me. Not one person. Not one message. Nothing. I don't understand. I'm a little salty. A little bit salty. They said, oh, you have to sign up for the premium service to get live help. Wow. Really? 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 I have to pay for help here? I have no numbers to call. I have nobody to call. So I'm trying to figure this all out. And go figure. Everybody wants to listen tonight, right? And I'm having problems. I can't even call in as a guest on my phone number, and I don't know why. I have a feeling that it's one of these MFers that...
Private.
Oh, call in private. Good idea. All right, let's try. I'm going to try and call this private. *67-646-7... What is my number? What is it? Guest call-in number? 727-2870. All right, I'm going to try it again. See if I can get this working. It won't work, of course. Something's going on with my phone. I don't understand. I'm about to call one of those hackers right now because I have his phone number, and I don't understand what in the world is going on. I'm very, very sorry. I apologize for the lateness, but I hope you enjoyed that song that I played in the beginning. It's Miley Cyrus's new song, Can't Be Blamed. Very, very cool. It's definitely really catchy. She's definitely really provocative in this music video. But, I mean, whatever, you know, she's the next Britney, so we'll see actually how it goes. I hope you all definitely enjoyed that. I'm going to try and see what the hell is going on with my switchboard. So please, everybody, just sit tight while I play this song real quick, and I will be right back. As the friggin' subject matter of this show is beautiful things, and I actually found new beauty in Leona Lewis. I couldn't listen to her for the longest time just because my ex was infatuated with her. So now that I'm over that, I'm going to play a little bit of Leona Lewis. This is one of the songs that definitely won her X Factor, which is the American Idol's version, or the English, England's version of American Idol, all by myself. I hope you guys enjoy. I'll be right back. Alright, so yeah, that was a little bit of Leona Lewis right there. Still have yet to figure out what the hell is going on with my account. Something is happening. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm so sorry. Cherise, hello dear. Miss Inspiration, a.k.a. Courtney, hello. Chimera, a.k.a. Luke, hello you guys. And guests, I'm sure that's Dale. Thank you guys for tuning in. I very, very much appreciate it. Hey, guests, make sure that you sign up for a Blog Talk account. It is free, and you do not have to host a show. It's just much better when we know who you are. It's a lot easier to chat with you. I'm still trying to figure out what is going on. I think I'm – oh, shit. I just hit reload all tabs. Oh, my gosh. Okay. trying to figure out what in the world is going on with my account. I don't understand why I'm having difficulties right now. Okay, I figured. Okay, so we're going to give one of the prankers, I'm going to give the pranker a phone call and see if he is actually the one doing this. So I'm going to put it on speaker and let you guys hear what he has to say. So hang on. It's not? Are you sure? Because it's like really loud. Okay, we're calling.
Hello?
Is this Lance?
Yeah, what's up?
Lance, this is Dream Teacher. How's it going? Could be better, could be better. I have a little bit of a question. Did you mess with any of my accounts?
Can you hear that again?
Did you mess with any of my accounts? Anything, any of my numbers, any of my Blog Talk accounts, anything?
No, I did not.
No? None of your groupies did at all? I'm sorry, you're on speaker right now. I'm just making sure that nobody has messed with anything because I signed in to start my show, and then as soon as I got on, it wouldn't let me call my switchboard, so I figured, well, there was a lot of talk with, I don't know, who said something, Bill Wagner said something about, oh, well, now they can spam your phone and put a virus on your phone, and honestly, you guys...
Believe something Bill Wagner says?
Well, listen.
Because I would hang from a hole in the wall, but I'm not that advanced with hacking phones, to be honest.
All right. Well, I'm just making sure, because that was the first thing that popped into my head, and I know I gave you my number, and I was a little nervous about that, because I didn't know what you guys were up to. I mean, honestly, I don't care. I love you guys. I think you guys are hilarious, but, like, I was... very nervous once I couldn't sign into my show, and that was the first thing that popped up into my head, so I had to go with my gut, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, to be honest, God, I didn't even touch anything when it comes up here, beat your account, or like any other accounts.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad. Thank you for not doing anything. I appreciate that.
No problem. We're just celebrating the Bill Wagner getting pulled off BTR right now over at thebombsworld.com.
Oh,
that's
really?
Our main focus right now.
Dude, can you explain some of this to me? Like, can you help me understand what in the world is going on? Like, what you guys stand for and why you feel the need to show up at other people's shows?
Well, I wanted to remind the people at abombsworld.com, which is also some of us are associated with skybattlefuls.com because they actually gave us money to go, you know, troll Bill Wagner, and that's basically what it's all about. It's all about large quantity of money, and yeah, I mean, we get paid to do this basically by Sky Baffles, when we do it to Bill, of course, however, Debbie Daly, not so much, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
Mainly,
well,
and then we mainly do it for the fun of it, and also
right.
The money is very nice.
That's crazy. I can't believe you get paid for that. I mean, I know I've been watching E-Bombs World since I was like 12 or something like that, you know, and I've been on there and watching stuff. So I didn't even know that they were affiliated with live stuff. And, you know, now that they figured out BTR is, you know, a hot commodity, everybody goes there. That's pretty interesting that they go.
If you check the forums on E-Bombs World and also like some of the videos, they have like those videos that they put on YouTube, but they have those on E-Bombs World as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But,
so do you work for them?
I don't work for E-Bombs World. I work for Sky Baffles.
Oh.
E-Bombs is, I don't know, I guess they just, you know, it's just a meeting place, I guess you could say.
Right, right. I mean, a lot of people, that's worldwide. worldwide. Everybody watches that.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, my friend, I'm going to have to try and continue my show, but can I give you a call back?
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right, thank you very much. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, then later.
Okay, so that's a little bit of information that people are going to be very upset about that I put on air. I don't even think he knew that that was on air. That was crazy. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, that was one of the, whatchamacallit, one of the hackers on that troll around on BTR, and he gave me his number because I gave him my number, and I'm like, listen, I want to teach you, I want to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. He's like, absolutely, I would love that. And he is actually the guy that I told to host his own show, so he actually did start hosting a show, and it was called Psychic Strobe. And he was telling people, oh, you're going to get AIDS and die and, like, all this horrible stuff. So then he got banned off of BTR, and now I just got a little bit of information from him, and I don't know if he knew he was on the air. Sorry, Lance. I hope you didn't, I don't know. I hope he didn't release any information that was a little bit precious to your operation here. But still have yet to figure out what the heck is going on with my account. I'm going to give it a call. Like I said, I tried. That's who I called. I just called one of the hackers to see if it was actually a hacker getting into my phone and all that shit, because apparently they can do that. And Bill Wagner, this guy, he's like, oh, well, they can get on your phone and jack up your phone bills, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, what? Like, how is that possible? I'm really glad I didn't call into the switchboard right now. And that was actually on Debbie Daly's show. So I'm going to pop over to another show real quick, and then I'm going to play a song you guys can enjoy it. Of course, the theme of this episode is beautiful, so we are going to do a little bit of self-determination, self-worth. If you can name the author that wrote Self-Reliance, I'm going to give you a special treat. So enjoy We Are the In Crowd. I'll never be what you want to be. This is a little bit of free will, that yellow chakra, self-determination. So remember, if you can name who wrote Self-Reliance, I'll give you a little treat. Okay, enjoy. I'll be right back, you guys.
Just a memory.
Oh God, sorry, the phone was muted and it froze. Oh my gosh. Alright, Courtney, hell yeah, you won the special prize. And guess what it is? It's a full out reading with visiting teacher. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call you privately because I do know your number, which is pretty funny. So what I'm going to do is we're going to do a nice whole, like, personal reading. We're going to do the whole nine yards. We're going to do astrology. We're going to do a card. We're going to do angel. We're going to do human design. We're going to do everything. Okay? So that is what you have won. Nice, nice Google skills. That was very nice. Oh, God. New message. Hang on. Sorry, I'm using somebody else's phone. I don't know why mine won't work. I'm going to try it one more time, but, like, really making me salty. Very salty. Oh, my God. Okay, it's still busy. I don't understand why this is happening to me. But that's okay. Unfortunately, I cannot use this phone forever. I'm going to have to go off the air in a couple minutes. I'm going to try all night to get this show back on. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get there, but thank you guys very, very much for listening. Oh, I'm so sorry I could not get there. Keep updated. Make sure you go to the little heart on your screen. Click the favorite so you know when the show is coming on. That way you know if I have one in 20 minutes or, yes, tomorrow. You never know. So make sure you click the little heart. That way it shows up and you get a nice little email about it. All right, I'm going to end the show with a song. Thank you all so much for coming. Courtney, congratulations on your little winning of special time with the Dream Teacher. Yes, that's right. You have earned it. And yeah, hopefully I will see you guys back up here in about an hour or so. If not, I will see you maybe tomorrow or next Thursday. Again, you got to press the favorite to know for sure. Again, thank you all so much for coming, and enjoy another piece of beautiful music. We're going with the Leona theme tonight. So I think I'm going to do... Oh, stop all. My switchboard is being crazy. Brave or Lost and Found? Brave or Lost and Found? I don't know. Oh, man. Okay. That's interesting. Okay, so we're going to do Lost and Found, Leona Lewis. And this is One Republic, too. So, again, thank you all for coming, and I will hopefully talk to you very soon. Much love and sweet dreams, everybody.